Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we're here to review a series that looked creepy and looked weird, but it was an HBO series. So, you know, if you're looking at HBO, you get a lot of quality type, you know, production, acting, and all that. And it's called The Outsider. And what intrigued me more was it was a book written by Stephen King. So this book by Stephen King that came out in 2017. So this is a recent book. So with the reviews that came out, it was like, wow, this is an amazing book. So by 2018, they already had somebody waiting to make a series out of it. And so by 2018, they signed on and said, yo, we're going to do this. This is a series that we want to do, not a movie, but a series. But it's about, and this is what it says, which is like really crazy. It says investigators are confounded over an unspeakable crime that's been committed. That don't tell you a damn thing. So if you read that summary, you'd be like, okay, I guess it's one a simple crime movie. But my synopsis is an unspeakable crime has happened toward a person, but yet they have evidence to say that the person was there and conflicting evidence that showed someone totally somewhere else. But DNA and everything puts them in both areas. Now they have to figure out, did he commit the crime and has he ever done it before? And that starts the series. So when we started looking at it, that first episode, and this is what I enjoyed about it too, because, well, this is one of the things. It actually had our boy from, what was it, Ozark and Arrested Development and what is his damn name? Jason Bateman.
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
So Jason Bateman actually directed, I think, two, maybe three of these of the series. Mm-hmm. And he was the main starting character. Because I'll just say he died, but he was the main character, and he wrote, I think, the two that he was in and one more after that. But it gave a interesting look to that. So, you know, I wanted to put him in before I ask, Alicia. So, you know, when you saw the first one, if you can remember, did the first one actually grab you, or did you kind of go like, let me see some more?
I had to see a little bit more because I didn't quite know where it was going.
So you just didn't actually know where it was going, yeah. As opposed to not liking it or liking it.
No, it wasn't, you know, there was no like or dislike. It was trying to find a direction of where it was going. So, and it was supposed to be that way. You know.
Okay.
It was supposed to be that way. You got to, I like shows or movies where they got you curious to the point that you have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, cuz you know the way they did it was like, oh, it was him, but it wasn't him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How they did it. So it was interesting.
So I guess you didn't, I interpret it my way. When I first saw it, it gave me so much things to say, I gotta find out what's going on. And if it grabs me to say, I don't even have enough information, but the information I do have is so freaking interesting. That's what it gave me. Because the evidence said he wasn't there. And then the evidence said, with pictures, they had him on video, that there he was. He was right there. But yet they had evidence he was somewhere else as well. So it already caught me. It caught me and I said, I got to figure this out. This just makes no sense. Now, how do we get to that point of what's going on? So now, your perspective as the movie, I mean, as the show started going on, what, how were you taking this show, in your opinion?
How was I taking it?
What is your opinion on the show?
I mean, it was very good. It was very good. I like the fact that how did they twist it, because you know, it was you, if you didn't believe in what was going on, you eventually will believe that it was real. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because I do. It's like they call him the boogeyman. And so what they were saying, you know, because of the way that other countries seen him and what he done, in the world here in other countries, that's what they said, and this is how they believe it and see it. But in here in the United States, it's like there's no such thing, you know. Nope. It's fake, you know. There's no, you know, you can't think of it ever happening.
Yeah, and the thing is, what it went into the supernatural. When people say, so in different countries they have a supernatural character, the boogeyman, or I forgot, they had a Spanish one as well. But they had a different name for the eater of children. You know, this, they tell stories that if you don't go to sleep, the boogeyman gonna come and eat you, or the such and such is gonna come. But it showed you, and this is what made this series so interesting, it gave you the true perspective of, if you don't have true beliefs, anything that's not natural, you're going to just say, shut up talking to me, I don't want to hear it. There has to be a logical, everything has to be logic, because yeah, you don't
logical,
have,
yes.
You don't have a belief.
Yes, that's it.
You know, so if you don't have a belief in anything, then it doesn't make any sense. But if you believe that certain things can happen or will happen, that's what's going to get you. That's what's going to take over. So the conflict throughout this show was the people who believed, the people who kind of wanted to find out, and the people who actually believed. So you have a combination of whole different characters. They all want to know what's going on, but they came at it in a different way. And one of the eccentric characters was Cynthia, who's that? Erivo?
Yeah.
She's British. Yeah. She's fantastic. She was fantastic on that. She played Harriet, Harriet Tubman on the movie Harriet. She played on a couple of other different movies. I think she was on Widows as well. But she's such a great little actress. She really played like a really eccentric type character that really was, had special skills, and throughout her life she was prodded and picked on and all of that, but she was smart as hell, so she helped investigators find things. But as this show went on, you found out that there was a supernatural character that took the body of someone, had crimes, and then moved on to another body. Because throughout the show, you find out that this creature jumped in and out of different bodies and was killing people. And the people who was left that they took the body from, they went to jail, got killed,
yeah,
and whatever. And he fed on the people's fear. Yes. So as they was in fear, the family kind of died off. So they died from certain circumstances and all from that. Which was like really, really interesting. But it was the acting was fantastic. The cinematography was dark. The way they developed the characters all the way through, it was good to have it as a series, because if they would have packed it into one actual movie, I think it would have been terrible. I think it would have been too much, too fast, and it wouldn't even be worth it. Because it would just be too much, too fast. But the way they stretched this out was just fantastic, and we went from that. But that's what I got. So, you have anything else?
No, baby, I loved it.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, so, I thought it was. The storyline was excellent. It kept you watching. I didn't like the fact that we had to wait every week to watch it. Because it was on HBO.
It was 10 episodes. It was 10 altogether.
it wasn't like, you know, you binge watch it. That wasn't, that doesn't work on HBO like that until it's all over.
Yep.
But I wonder if there's going to be a season two. I thought it was superb. I mean, so to see where it goes next is going to be really good.
Yeah. And what do you think about the characters that was on there?
I love the characters. I love the characters. I thought that, you know, the police officer, mm-hmm. he didn't know what the hell. His wife believed, mm-hmm. but, and then he had experienced losing his son, so that made it even more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love the Bateman's wife and the character in
Jason Bateman and his wife.
Yeah, she was a ooh.
She was a mess.
Yep, but she didn't. It wasn't fear for her. It was anger.
It was still anger. No matter what, she was hurt, but she used her hurt angrily.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not going to stay hurt because of this, because she was confused.
Right.
Because they showed her, your husband did this.
Right.
And but she was kind of like, there's no way he could have done
exactly,
this.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, I mean, and Ben, that's where, because the character who was eating the children,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't get to her. He got to all the, if you watch the show, he got to all the other family members.
Because she wasn't afraid.
Yeah, she was not afraid. Yeah, exactly.
And he feeds on fear.
Yeah.
He feeds on fear. He feeds on, you know, when people are mourning and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he feeds on that. That creature feeds on that, and it makes them stronger. And then he can mentally take over in that way.
Right, right. So,
which made it like, you know, it was almost... psychologically, they not only kill the family member physically, but it starts killing the family psychologically, because
right.
a lot of times the family dies, like I was saying earlier. Yes. But it was just really, really interesting. Yeah, and the supporting characters was, I love the lawyer, the fat guy that was representing her, but he even was helping the actual detectives and all of them.
Yes, he was.
Because he was still like, yeah, I'm going to help you figure this out. If not, I'm suing your asses, you know, because I'm representing her. But something is wrong here. And then you had the FBI in the area, and they were trying to figure out, yo, there's just more to it than this. And they all got together and tried to figure out how this could have happened. And they had no answers other than, you know, when what's her name showed up, the girl showed up. And she came back, and they was like, her name was Holly.
Yeah, Holly. Mm-hmm.
Holly Gibney. And when she showed up, it blew their mind, but it just made them have to think through it and everything.
Yeah.
But, yep. So very, very good series. Very good series. I really, really enjoyed it. But Fade to Black Cinema, see us Wednesdays. You know, it's the coronavirus time. COVID-19. So wash your hands and don't touch your face. Remember, wash your hands and make sure you wash your hands on the front side and the back side. And be careful, because lots of people don't do it. Wash your thumbs.
You're so crazy.
Wash your thumbs as well. But we start seeing a whole lot of TV series, so be prepared on that as well, because we're shacked up at the house because they won't let us out. But every Wednesday, check us out or go to our podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and all podcast downloads. You can check us out, and we'll try to stay up on that, because basically we ain't going to have much to do.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that.
So just check us out on there. BougieBlackBrother.com, BougieBlackBro on Instagram, as well as Twitter. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema.
See you later.